The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Christmas is. Most of us remember a very popular question that circulated through the Christian community years ago. What would Jesus do? Also expressed by the acronym WWJD. Well, let's think about this for a moment. What would Jesus say as he completed this sentence, Christmas is? Well, he might say something like, that is an event created by man in celebration of my birth, coming to earth in order to live as an example to my followers, to teach about who I am, God, man, and to spread the good news that I will provide salvation by my sacrificial death and resurrection. Well, my friend, how would you complete that sentence? How do you describe what Christmas is? Well, like me, many of you would say that Christmas brings back many pleasant memories of celebrations as I was growing up, traditions that included a Christmas tree, lights, gifts, and family time. I remember time with our 5 children when they were very young, and I would gather them around on Christmas Eve to read the Christmas story from Scripture, the events surrounding the birth of Christ. And many times we would gather to go singing Christmas carols to our neighbors. And occasionally we would even go visit local nursing homes and sing to the people as we walked down the halls. For some, it brings back some sadness as we think about many of our family members who are no longer with us, or some family and friends who live just too far away to be with us on that special day. Christmas Eve had a few different traditions over the years for my family. On some occasions, we were able to attend special services at our church. When our children were younger, Sue and I would put the kids in bed, and then we would enjoy putting gifts in their stockings, hung on the mantle with care. Then Christmas Day, we would typically have the kids gather around the room and open their stockings. We would enjoy cinnamon rolls fresh out of the oven. Then we would get comfortable around the tree as we opened the rest of the gifts. Yes, Christmas is many things to us, but I think most would agree that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus Christ and all that His coming has brought to us. As we think on these things, listen to the historical record surrounding that event from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Dear friends, please join me as we go our ways today, glorifying and praising God for all the things we have heard and seen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.